WSA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They turned out in New York City. And in the nation's capital. And they were in the streets of Knoxville, Tennessee, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and over 600 other cities, big and small, angry at the president's policies which have separated kids from their immigrant parents. As the Saturday rallies were happening, Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte spoke of last week's failures of two immigration bills in the House and the plans to keep on trying.
The fact of the matter is, those two bills got, between the two of them, 223 Republican votes, a majority of the entire House of Representatives. They just weren't on one bill, so we're going to continue to work to get them on one bill.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Democrats continue to express disappointment in a Supreme Court ruling of a few days ago, saying public sector unions cannot force non-union public workers to pay dues that go to pay for the union's collective bargaining work that benefits them as well. In fact, it was a big part of the Democrats' weekly address delivered by Congressman Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania.
Let me be clear. Labor unions give workers a collective voice to regular people to gain better wages, better health care, and a better future with a secure retirement. Strong public unions built the middle class in our country and shaped the life of every American by negotiating worker rights.
In Colorado, authorities say a 52-year-old illegal immigrant named Jesper Jorgensen faces arson charges for allegedly starting the spring fire in southern Colorado. He'll now be handed over to ICE. That fire's burned over 41,000 acres, and it's 0% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Balloting takes place south of the border today.
Sunday's presidential election will give Mexico a new leader, and with unorthodox candidates such as Andres Manuel Lopez Labrador leading in the polls, many people are wondering why is he actually leading. This supporter of his talks about why she's a big fan of him.
He's from the people. We don't see him like upper us, you know. We feel that he's with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Facebook confirms it shared user data with 52 hardware and software firms, including some Chinese companies. That admission coming in a 700-page document dumped to the House Energy Committee, which released some of the information yesterday. The list includes major tech companies like Amazon, Apple, and Samsung, also including four Chinese firms that have been flagged by U.S. intelligence as possible national security threats. Facebook says it's ended its partnerships with 38 of the 52 companies and will close the rest within the next month. And proof that everyone is at risk of identity theft, the family of 112-year-old Richard Overton, the oldest man in America, says someone got hold of his Social Security and checking account numbers and emptied his accounts recently. He'd been honored by President Obama in 2013 at a Veterans Day ceremony as the nation's oldest living veteran. And for USA Radio News.